This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soo Ann. Phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccination program is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. Here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs. And here's the story of retired Colonel Yap Pak Choi, who's a former pilot with the Royal Malaysian Air Force.
Okay, I'm Colonel retired RMF officer. My present age is 73 years old, and I was born in KL, Kuala Lumpur.
So I understand you had your jab recently?
Correct. I had my first jab on the 21st of May.
Where did you get your jab? You know, what was it like at the vaccination center?
I got my jab at the Frim, I think, somewhere past Batu Caves there, near Kepong there. And then at the center, no big hassle. Quite efficient, these people. Very good. As long as you be on time for the appointment. Everything went very well. But give them some credit for that.
Were you excited for your vaccination or were you scared? You know, what were you thinking before you got your jab?
Yeah. Before getting the jab, a lot of anxiety. Not particularly on the jab, but on the admin side. Like the admin side was not so efficient. A lot of hassle to confirm my acceptance for the jab. That was all. But the jab itself, nothing to me. A bit of anxiety, that's about all.
Did you hear any sort of misinformation before you could get the jab? You know, what were you hearing from your friends or the people around you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of misinformation, which I decipher by myself and also with help from friends. Plenty of misinformation about the side effects, deaths, after taking whatever jab. But these are all unfounded and without basis. So eventually, I managed to decipher all this and get rid of all this misinformation. So I went there with a bit of confidence. Whatever jab the government gives me, I'll just take.
Where did you get all this misinformation from? You know, was it a lot from WhatsApp or on Facebook and things like that?
Mainly from WhatsApp. This misinformation is from WhatsApp, which we are all pretty engaged in. Nowadays, sometimes it's pretty confusing when you see this WhatsApp. A lot of claims, a lot of unfounded claims, unfounded claims, which I managed to do some research and clarify and verify those misinformation. This is quite bad, no? This misinformation can lead to a lot of confusion to all those people, the normal people. So it's like that. For me, I just take it as it is, trying to find out the answer, the truth, which I managed to get from main media and also through a bit of research and also from friends.
For the people who then was sharing all that misinformation, right, did you explain it back to them about what you found, you know, all the other information that countered their claims?
Yeah, I did. In fact, in my chat group, I try my best to rebut and debunk, showing them evidence that this is a misinformation. A lot of people don't accept it, but hard luck, this is what I do, trying to clear much of the misinformation as far as possible. But I also have limits. Sometimes I also don't know the answer. So try through friends and then consult a professional. Then they give you a clearer picture. This is what I've been doing. Otherwise, there's a lot of confusion out there.
After you got your jab, how were you feeling after that? You know, did you have any side effects like what some people experienced?
Okay. In my case, I got a Pfizer jab. The only side effect that I have is the numbing pain on the jab area. Mm-hmm. And that lasts for about a day. But the pain was not that intolerable. It's quite okay, just a normal numbing pain. Other than that, there's no other side effect until now.
All right, that's great. Are you looking forward to your second jab?
Well, of course.
What has the last year been like for you also, you know, because of the pandemic? I mean, you probably can't, you know, you can't go out and meet your friends, you know, you can't go out and socialize. What has that been like for you?
Well, a bit of stress lah for me, because our freedom has been curbed because of this pandemic. But so far, I think I've been going out with friends off and on those days, but off late, I think the situation is getting very bad. So try to exercise some discipline. Don't go out so much. Stay at home as much as possible. But I really miss all those comradeship, to see friends out, having a meal outside like those days. So a bit stressful for me, but not that much.
Do you think then, you know, with more people getting vaccinated, we can sort of go back to normalcy?
Well, I think if we can achieve what the government wants of 80%, 75 or 80% herd immunity, then okay. I think it will go back to normalcy, but not to the pre-pandemic normalcy. It takes some time. That's how I feel, to get back to normal when the COVID has ended. So we are looking forward to that day, just for the herd immunity to set in and then see what the situation is and work from there. That's my wish.
So what would you advise other people, you know, especially, you know, we hear a lot of older people who say that, oh, they don't want to get vaccinated because of all the, you know, the messages that you mentioned, right? They see all these messages on WhatsApp, on Facebook and things like that. What would you advise them about registering for the vaccine and taking the vaccine?
Okay, I would advise them certainly to go for the vaccine. There are no two ways about it. Follow the government policy, even though you're not 100% perfect. Just follow. And then try to help the government to curb this pandemic. Most important, I think, get yourself vaccinated. That's the first thing to do. Get registered and get the vaccine done. And then you just wait for the situation to develop, which I think will give us very positive results. Most important also, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. That's why I always tell people, try to help yourself and also help the government to solve this pandemic.
That was 73-year-old retired Colonel Yap Pak Choi on his experience of getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And if you'd like to share his experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from BFM.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. And don't forget to register for your jab on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.